first to that Florida mailman who landed a small gyrocopter on the Capitol lawn yesterday. The Tampa Bay Times is posting video of the trip. Someone added the Inspector Gadget theme. But is this a laughing matter? Should security have been tighter? And should the newspaper have been more proactive in alerting authorities? The Tampa Bay Times documented the pilgrimage of 61-year-old Doug Hughes on their website and called the Secret Service to ask if they knew about it. But the Times reporter who knew about the flight said he didn't think the pilot posed a threat. Media critics are debating that decision. But meanwhile, Marcus Weisgerber writes for Defense One, which covers national security issues. Marcus, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what questions does this raise for you?
Well, first off, it raises a lot of questions about the air defense system around Washington, D.C. This is some of the most protected airspace in the world. Basically, since 9/11, light aircraft such as this can't come anywhere near the city as a whole. If they do, what you do is you see fighter jets a lot of times get scrambled from places like Andrews Air Force Base to go intercept them, escort them to a airfield not within the Capitol area, and then the pilots are usually promptly arrested. What this shows is that a small craft like this was able to evade radar, fly low and slow right down the Potomac River and right up to the Capitol building.
And in some of your writing, we're seeing that it would have looked on radar because it was so low. It would have looked like a goose.
Right. It's something like this is akin to a small drone. And the radars, remember, can only see above the tree line. So if he's flying on the tree line, they're going to have a really hard time spotting him.
And Marcus, this could have ended in another terrible way. He could have crashed. But could he have been shot down? People are wondering, what is set up? Are there missiles set up to bring somebody down? Sharpshooters? What is there?
There are missiles, actually. There are a number of surface-to-air missile sites around Washington, D.C. Again, this all is a post-9/11 initiative here by the U.S. Northern Command. And what happens is, yes, the missiles will they won't fire. Somebody has to actually fire them. But when a plane, for instance, comes into the airspace, it gets picked up on radar, and they are targeted. They are ready to go. So if, for instance, that plane – or in this case, the gyrocopter, come anywhere near the White House or Capitol, that's the last resort for the military. So whether or not those systems were armed is something else we just don't know at this time.
Well, then there's the question of whether or not authorities in Washington paid attention to his statements that he was going to do this. He made videos. He was interviewed by the Tampa Bay Times. Here's a little bit of a clip in one of those interviews when he laid out his plan.
I'm going to give them plenty of warning, well over an hour in advance of me getting to the no-fly zone, so that they know who I am and what I'm doing and that it's intended to be nonviolent.
And we also are hearing from the newspaper that they say that they called the Secret Service at around 1 o'clock and asked if they knew that someone on this gyrocopter was coming in. And the people who answered the phone said, no, we're not aware of it, as if they were answering a survey. What are questions that are raised for you here?
Well, it certainly shows, again, how different parts of law enforcement, FAA, the military, NORAD, NORTHCOM in this situation, they all don't necessarily talk to each other. So what happens typically is when a pilot is flying around the Capitol region, that's everywhere from as far north as Baltimore, as far south as Stafford, Virginia. What they need to do is, one, have a flight plan filed with the FAA. Once I actually had a company demonstrate a plane for me at a small airfield in Maryland right next to the NSA, actually, and we had to fill out a flight plan just to take off and essentially make a U-turn and do what's called touch and goes, where the plane just takes off, touches down on the runway, then takes off again and lands. So it's very, very, very restricted. And then when it gets even closer to D.C., so basically within the Washington Beltway, that's the full restricted zone. So bells and whistles, again, should have gone off from the military in this case and possibly Homeland Security.
Doug Hughes also said that agents visited him a year ago when one of his friends tipped them off that he was planning to do this and asked him if he was planning to do this, and he said yes. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions there, as you said, about why that information somehow just seemed to be dropped. Or maybe one of the more concerning questions is, can you keep track of people like this? We don't even know how many there are. So what happens now?
Well, basically, there will certainly be a review within the military and probably the Department of Homeland Security. They'll look into who knew about it, when they knew about it, and then also just the technology involved. A lot of money has been spent on the technology to detect small little aircraft like this. They're actually, within the last few months, the Army has put a blimp. It's a tethered blimp. There's two of them. They're up at Aberdeen Proving Ground. It's a sprawling weapons training complex. It goes about 10,000 feet up in the air, and it can see an area from about Boston down to Norfolk. It was put up there specifically for threats like this, the low and slow aircraft or drones even that might be flying there. So there's a question of whether or not that blimp was in the air when this happened.
Yeah. And Marcus, one last question. When this happened, we saw a huge scramble, Capitol Police, Secret Service, military. Who is in charge?
Well, that's a big issue here in D.C. There's around 30 law enforcement agencies who all have jurisdiction in the region. Because he landed at the Capitol Police would be the one to likely prosecute him, and it'd be probably federal charges as well.
Marcus Weisgerber, he writes for Defense One. They cover national security issues. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.